This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. More than 30 years ago, Flagstaff, Arizona became one of the first cities in the country to pass laws to reduce nighttime lighting. Officials wanted to protect the night sky, long an attraction for amateur and professional stargazers. Last week, a public elementary school in Flagstaff became one of the few in the nation to get its own observatory. Mitch Tyke of member station KNAU reports.
On a hill overlooking a school soccer field at DeMiguel Elementary School, a silver-domed observatory nearly 20 feet across sparkled in the bright starlight. Inside the school's commons area, a couple hundred people gathered to celebrate the opening of the new observatory. The keynote speaker was Phil Massey, an astronomer with the world-renowned Lowell Observatory just up the street.
I decided to become an astronomer when I was in fifth grade. I was looking for a little 2.5-inch telescope at the planet Saturn.
But Massey's 2.5-inch telescope is dwarfed by the new 16-inch telescope at DeMiguel. He said a telescope this size is almost unheard of for an elementary school.
Well, you'll be able to see the moon really close up.
The story of how the observatory came to this public school's hillside actually began 30 years ago. An amateur astronomer named Kenneth Walker built it all by hand in his backyard in Holbrook, Arizona. When Walker was diagnosed with a terminal illness more than 3 years ago, he began to look for a new place for his telescope. His granddaughter, who lives in Flagstaff, called elementary school teacher Mary Laura. 5 years ago, Laura had started an after-school astronomy club.
Oh, is Polaris moving?
No.
No. Polaris stays in the same spot.
Laura's astronomy club has since grown to include 175 students. So when she got the call from Kara Lee, she didn't hesitate.
I said, I would love to have this. So I went to my principal and asked her what she thought. And she said, this is great, but of course, there's no money for this. You'll have to do this on your own.
So Laura approached business owners, parents of her students, and local astronomy experts to donate their time and materials.
Everything from cleaning off the area to pouring cement, doing the steps, donating computers. People have been so generous and so kind.
The project really took off on a spring day a year and a half ago, when Laura assembled a cadre of volunteers to move the dome and telescope from Holbrook to Flagstaff, 100 miles west. But at the last minute, their volunteer crane operator backed out, and volunteer Tad Riggs worked the phones to scare up a replacement.
And we're kind of in a pinch. We've got a bunch of volunteers that are working together.
They had to hire an operator, and once in Holbrook, the crew quickly set about strapping the crane to the observatory dome.
That's all we have, liftoff.
The enormous dome was carefully lowered onto a flatbed truck for the slow drive down Interstate 40. The next task, overseen by volunteer telescope expert Ed Anderson, was the delicate job of disassembling the telescope itself, which weighed about a ton. If it was damaged, the entire project could be over.
Just hold your hand under here.
Walker, who built the telescope, was a bit eccentric in his love for the stars. Once he went so far as to shoot out a neighbor's porch light with a BB gun so the skies would remain dark. His granddaughter, Kara Lee, reminisced about summer nights in Holbrook and her grandfather's particular fascination with Venus.
And so whenever Venus was in the sky, we'd go to sleep and then he'd wake us up 2 or 3 in the morning and say, come on, girls. The telescope's always so large for us and the eyepiece is way up tall. And so I just remember Grandpa worried about us falling off the ladder, so we would climb up behind us and then he would change Venus different colors with his different filters. And now it's going to have a new home, and lots of little kids going up there just getting just excited as I was when I was little, and maybe they can go further with it.
At the recent opening of the Kenneth Walker Observatory at DeMiguel Elementary, the line of future stargazers stretched out the door and into the parking lot for an opportunity to check out the Andromeda Galaxy, 2 million light years away. Sixth grader Faith Brewster.
It's a perfect night because there's a lot of stars out if you look overhead.
Also waiting his turn was astronomer Phil Massey, who loves the idea that young people will be the principal users of this observatory.
And I don't think that the goal should be for the elementary school kids to all become astronomers. But if it gives them an appreciation for science, then I think that's terrific.
Teacher Mary Laura hopes the night sky over DeMiguel will foster a larger appreciation for science. She plans to open the observatory's doors to student visitors from around the country. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke in Flagstaff, Arizona.
There's more on the DeMiguel Elementary School Observatory on the website, npr.org.